Good morning, everybody. Greetings. First of all, greetings from Chichester Cathedral. Some of you know that I'm one of the deacon, or the deacon there, and the missioner, the evangelist. And it's a privilege to be here with you. Forgive me, I haven't got a good voice at the best of times, but I do have a heavy cold at the moment, so no hugging and kissing, please, if that's possible. The other thing is, I could keep it quite serious, not do any songs in this session and save until later, or I could chuck a couple of songs in. What do you think? Up to you. Yeah, want songs? Okay. Do you want some nice gentle worship ones or a bit livelier? You're asleep. Yeah. Now, come on, you look like the cathedral audience. Now, okay, we'll do a couple of lively ones. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I was asked a few years ago to do a whole album of sort of 60s style music, because of course 1960s was when the best music was actually produced, and yeah, you're all nodding now, I can see. So what I'm going to do is a couple of tracks, and it all had to be about the life of Christ, but as I say, the 60s feel to the music. Some of you, you'll recognise the tunes vaguely, but I have altered them so I haven't infringed copyright. Boys and girls, I feel embarrassed by myself up here with my cold. Can you come and join me? I promise not to sniff over you. Can you come and join all the boys and girls? Up you come. Come on, don't be shy. You're going to enjoy this. This is going to be fun, I promise you. Nothing embarrassing. Well, it is embarrassing, but nothing too embarrassing. That's it. Right, quick, because we've got a lot to do in this little service. Hey, well done, gang. Up you come. Hey, well done. Yeah, come. Oh, just let's go. Oh, the choir as well. I hope you come, actually. I don't want to miss out there. Right, gang, and we're going to show them, okay, a little song. Oh, wow, fantastic. A little song called Wolfie Wolfie. All right. Now, can you come stand up here with us? That's it. Now, we've got some little actions to do. Can I move this out of the way so they can see your wonderful faces? Just put that over there. Oh, they're still coming. Now, if any of you grown-ups want to join in, please feel free. Okay, we'll just sit and smile or whatever. Now, boys and girls, first of all, get your finger out like this. Just wait till these few join us. Okay, put your fingers out. Let's get it. Reach them out like that. Jesus said to his disciples, do you want to come up here? Don't matter, whatever you want. Do you sit like this? Do you sit to his disciples? You all see that? Right, do you sit this on? You must learn to be wise the other way. For a wolf may be among you. And looks all fluffy, dressed in sheep's disguise.
You go down like that. And out like that. You do that. So it's like that. And there it goes.
Wolfie, wolfie.
Wolfie, wolfie.
Who are ya?
Who are ya? Who are ya? Who are ya?
You know Brighton one yesterday? That's a marvellous one. Are you ready?
Who are ya? Who are ya? Who are ya?
Then we face that way.
Wolfie, wolfie, hey, hey. Then this way.
Now, in the middle, some of you might remember Sir Cliff Richard. Well, this lot do anyway. Sir Cliff Richard, he did a little thing called the hand jive, and I want you to help me with this little dance.
Hands like that. You go. One, two, diddly, diddly, diddly.
I'll do this.
So it's 1, 2, 3. You got it? You sure?
Are you sure? Are you ready then? Here we go with a bit of music. I'll come up here with... No, I better come down here so you can see me. Okay, here it comes. Ready? And the CD track, please. Yeah. Twist. Right. Fingers ready?
Jesus said to his disciples, you must learn to be wise. Huh? A wolf may be among you, and he looks so fluffy, dressed in sheep's disguise.
Wolfie, wolfie! Who are ya? Who are ya? Who are ya? Who are ya? Wolfie, wolfie, hey, hey! Wolfie, wolfie, stay away! Wolfie, wolfie!
Jesus said to his disciples, you must stand your ground. Among you, and he's planning to scatter all your sheep around.
Wolfie, wolfie. Whoop-a-ya, whoop-a-ya, whoop-a, whoop-a, hey, hey, whoop-a, whoop-a, stay away, whoop-a, whoop-a. My protection. You're my lambs in a land with nasty wolves about.
Woofy, woofy. Who are ya? Who are ya? Who are ya? Who are ya? Woofy, woofy. Hey, hey, woofy, woofy. Stay away, woofy, woofy. Woofy, woofy. Hey, hey, woofy, woofy. Stay away, woofy, woofy. Stay away. Who are ya? 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 Who are ya?
Good clap for the boys and girls. One more song. One more quick one. Can you boys and girls stand in the line? One more song. And put your hands on the shoulders of the person next to you. Hands on the shoulder. Can you do it in lines going across? It doesn't matter if they're a bit taller. That's fine. Do you want to get in a little line here with this bones? Just, that's it. Get a little line. Put a hand on the shoulder. You don't have to if you don't want to. All right? No, I don't then. Are you ready? So, I was on the same album as Bigger Barn. This is a song, like it or hate it, you won't forget it. All right? So, are you ready? Always goes, that's great. That's good. That's lovely. Yeah, if you could just give a hand, that's right. Now, all you got to do, boys, is going to make it simple, because the grown-ups are going to sing the chorus. We haven't got the words, you have to guess the words. But hands on the shoulders, and all you got to do is go like that. You do that? That's it. But first of all, we do a little bit of Greek dancing, okay? Well, it's a party, we're allowed to do it, it's a party. So you go like this, ready? You go, 1, 2, 3, me, 1, 2, 3, then hands on your knees, and all you got to do is bounce up and down with the rhythm of the song. Got it? And try and learn the words, but as I say, it's very difficult without the words. All it is build a bigger barn, bigger barn. You'll see. The grown-ups will sing it, they'll get it. And with the music, please.
Are you ready?
He had such a big surprise when he looked at his harvest. It was then that he realized it was enormous. He'd never seen a crop near this size. He must build a place to accommodate
and
his prize. He thought, I'll build a bigger barn, bigger barn, barn, bigger barn. Build a bigger barn, bigger barn, barn, bigger barn. Build a bigger barn, bigger barn, barn, bigger barn. Build a bigger barn, bigger barn.
Hey, hey, hey!
Build a bigger barn, bigger barn, barn, bigger barn. Build a bigger barn, bigger barn, barn, bigger barn. Build a bigger barn, bigger barn, barn, bigger barn. Build a bigger barn, bigger barn.
That's what the song is. I hope you all got the words.
This rich man, this farmer, decided to do away with old barns, build new ones, and in them his crop could stay. Then he'd take life easy, sit back and smugly say
please,
and drink and be merry
right.
Every day. He thought, I'll build a bigger barn, bigger barn, barn, bigger barn. Build a bigger barn, bigger barn, barn, bigger barn. Build a bigger barn, bigger barn, barn, bigger barn. Build a bigger barn, bigger barn. Build a bigger barn. But God said, how foolish. Tonight you're going to die. Then who gets your fortune when you say your last goodbye? Don't store up your wealth or you'll end up like this guy. Give all to God and he will satisfy. So don't you
build a bigger bomb, bigger bomb, bomb, bigger bomb. Build a bigger bomb, bigger bomb, bomb, bigger bomb. Build a bigger bomb, bigger bomb, bomb, bigger bomb. Build a bigger bomb, bigger bomb. Build a bigger bomb, bigger bomb, bomb, bigger bomb. Build a bigger bomb, bigger bomb, bomb, bigger bomb. Build a bigger bomb, bigger bomb, bomb, bigger bomb. Build a bigger bomb, bigger bomb. Build a bigger bomb, bigger bomb, bomb, bigger bomb. Build a bigger bomb, bigger bomb, bomb, bigger bomb. Build a bigger bomb, bigger bomb, bomb, bigger bomb. Build a bigger bomb, bigger bomb. Build a bigger bomb, bigger bomb, bomb, bigger bomb. Build a bigger bomb, bigger bomb, bomb, bigger bomb. Build a bigger bomb, bigger bomb, bomb, bigger bomb. Build a bigger bomb, bigger bomb.
Six more verses. And a bell. Round of applause, of course. Sorry, that's warmed us up a bit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listen. Today, we're thanking God for the church. So let's have a little peep, shall we? Just a little peep at how it began. Very important. See, I always teach boys and girls and grown-ups, when you read the Bible, don't just read it as a textbook. Live it. Pretend you're there at the time when something is going on. And then you get much more into what God is saying through the stories in Scripture. Now, this morning, just for a few minutes, I want to look at our story through the eyes of the Apostle Peter. All right? So I'm going to pretend to be Peter just for a few minutes. Do you know, I had some great times with Jesus. I mean, really, really good times. You see, I've seen Jesus heal 27 people, including blind people, deaf people and lepers. Do you know, I've seen Jesus do 9 impossible things. 9. Including feeding over 5,000 people with 5 buns and 2 sardines and brewing 180 gallons of the best wine out of water. I've seen it. I've seen Jesus make at least 6 mad people sane. One was so mad he lived in a graveyard. I've seen Jesus bring at least 3 people back from the dead. And one of those has been buried for 4 days. And these are just a few of the things that I've got time to mention. You see, everything was going so, so well for 3 years. Everything was. And then suddenly, disaster. Let me tell you what happened on the saddest week ever. Things started to go wrong for the Saturday. Now, I think you lot call it Easter week. You see, on the Saturday, we arrived at Bethany for supper. There was friends there, Mary, Martha and Lazarus. Of course, Judas was moaning along as usual. He was moaning about Mary pouring perfume over Jesus. On the Sunday, the massive crowd went wild. They started shouting Hosanna, which actually means save we pray, as Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. I thought this was dangerous, it was political, and I thought this could cause trouble. On the Monday, Jesus kicked some wicked people in the temple, out of the temple, who were doing things that he disagreed with. On the Tuesday, Jesus spent the day teaching and just telling stories, which he loved doing, which was great. On the Wednesday, it was a day of quiet with friends, and we went back to Bethany. Thursday, yeah, that's when everything started to go wrong. You see, it was all was fun being with Jesus. But we're having this supper, and it was a really, really serious supper. Jesus was being very, very serious. There's no jokes. It was very serious. And then we discovered that Judas, one of our friends, was actually going to betray Jesus. We then went out into the Garden of Gethsemane, which is usually a beautiful walk, even in the evenings. And the temple police came out, and they grabbed hold of Jesus. They're led by Judas, of all people. They grabbed hold of Jesus, and they dragged him away. We all ran. We were a bit scared, to be honest with you. Just a bit scared. But I didn't go far away. And you know, just a short while afterwards, I was so scared, I actually denied that Jesus was my friend. He said I'd do that. He said I would. And the next time I saw Jesus, I couldn't believe my eyes, because he'd been beaten up so, so badly. He was covered in blood, and he had a crown on his head, and they were whipping him and beating him and shouting at him. And I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. And then, they handed him a big cross to carry up this hill. And he was too weak to do it. So one of us, somebody that grabbed hold, someone called Simon, and he carried the cross up for Jesus. I watched, and then they banged some nails into his wrists and to his feet. And then he hung him next to two criminals on a cross. He was now covered in blood. But he's not going to die. He can't die. He's the Messiah. There's no way he can die. I'm watching. Any minute now, he'll click his fingers and the angel will come down out of heaven and everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be great. He can't die. And then he died. He died. It's over. It's finished. Father, forgive them. Tell you what, you might have suffered depression, you might have had bad times, but I'll tell you something, nothing is recorded on that Saturday, the day after. We had nothing to live for anymore. There was nothing. Then Sunday came. The ladies discovered an empty grave, and they came, they buried Jesus in this tomb. But the ladies came rushing back saying, he's not there. Well, John and I, we ran to the tomb straight away. John's a bit fitter than I am. But I went the first one to go in because I'm braver than he is. And Jesus wasn't there. And you know, Jesus actually met me personally. Check it out in Luke 24:34. Not many people know that, but Jesus actually met me personally as well. For the next 40 days, hey, it was just like old times. Jesus was with us, showed himself to hundreds of people. We even made us a fish supper, though I don't know where he got the fish from. During this time, Jesus told us we're not ready to do what he wanted. Whilst we were with Jesus, we were fine, but still, we were a little bit scared. Very scared, in fact. And Jesus said, you lack power. And told us we must wait in Jerusalem to receive it. Well, of course, I didn't have a clue what he was talking about, but it sounded pretty good. And then we saw him rise up in the sky, way beyond the clouds. We were amazed until two men dressed in white asked us, why are you looking up there? We said, well, look, seeing Jesus. No, don't worry, he said. He's going to heaven, but one day he's going to come back again, the same way. When we returned to John Mark's mum's house, just outside of Jerusalem, we waited because Pentecost celebrations were only 10 days away. Pentecost means 50 days after Passover. So if you're a Pentecostal, you must be over 50. But we were still scared. We were scared to death. The death penalty was still there. Whilst waiting in our first church meeting, about 120 of us, we decided we needed a replacement for the traitor Judas. Two men fitted the bill, Joseph and Matthias. After prayer, their names were put on two stones, taken out of a jar. Matthias' stone came out first, so he took Judas' place. But I do wonder a bit, you know, if we just waited 6 years... The Apostle Paul appeared on the scene. As we hear nothing of Matthias, I wonder if we should have waited 6 years, but I don't know. At this point, I'm going to stop, so I come to a close. Because stop looking through Peter's eyes. Just observe what happened as I finish here. The day of Pentecost arrived, okay? The disciples, being good Jews, were gathered at 9 a.m. For prayers in Solomon's porch in the temple. Suddenly, there was a sound like a rushing wind, a violent wind, and like fire came on people's heads. And they started speaking in languages they'd never learned. And you know, it's like Babel reversed. There the language got mixed up. Here the languages all became known, which is amazing. They burst out onto the streets praising God in at least 16 different languages they'd not learned. There was no fear.
Someone said, hey, they're drunk. And they said, we don't drink at 9 o'clock in the morning. We're not alkies. And they weren't. They don't drink at that time. Peter spoke and 3,000 people responded to his message and were baptized, including a group of people who took the good news straight back to the city of Rome and planted a church there. You see, from now on, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the world would never be the same. Believers were meeting up all around the world, known as church, Christ's body on earth, which is what we are part of. And the power of Jesus had been given to his followers. And that same power is still with us, healing people, seeing sick people made well, seeing wonderful, powerful things going on. That same power is still with us. But you know, Jesus was the greatest preacher ever. But people will not believe without seeing the signs and wonders. That's why a third of the Gospels is filled with miracles and healings. Today, Jesus wants all Christian boys and girls, men and women, to keep sharing his good news with those who don't yet know him. But let's also pray that all people may see God's love and recognize God's power as we live out our lives as members of his church. Shine out the love of Jesus. Show out the power of God. And let's see more and more people come to know him like we do. Thank you for listening so well.